GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hildrick Tyler Show, and George is on vacation in FLA. Our guest co-host behind the bulletproof glass and spacious Studio 7A. Good morning to you, Miles Thieman. Thanks for getting up and thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Rick.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, if such a thing can be said on this day.
Everybody's Irish today.
But not everyone's partying. Our WVOMFM.com question of the day. It's already posted on our Facebook thread, our Twitter feed. If your friends are following us, you see it before it comes out of our mouths and out of your radio. Do you agree with Portland and Bangor's St. Patrick's Day curfews to contain the coronavirus? Right now in Portland, there's an emergency curfew. It got underway at 6 a.m. and it lasts until 2 a.m. tomorrow. It's an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Essentially, this curfew prohibits restaurants and bars from having customers inside all day long today, of all days. Bangor's is different. I'm going to find the details of it just for a second. We'll take calls in a moment. Miles, what's your reaction?
Well, I think, you know, it's a time of caution, an ounce of prevention, you know, that old adage. I don't have any problem with, you know, postponing it. Unfortunately, it occurs on St. Patrick's Day, but it could have occurred on some other day where a lot of people gather, and I think common sense prevails here.
It's unfortunate that it's happened on one of the busiest and one of the most profitable days of the year for bars, for restaurants, for tourism establishments. I'll say that. That opens a larger discussion here.
Well, everybody, you know, everybody who is in the retail business and who relies on customers to walk through their doors, whether they're restaurants or L.L. Bean or anybody else, is absolutely going to be adversely affected from a cash register ringing point of view here.
And this brings us down, and we talked about it off microphone, is at what point in time does a city government get to dictate to, and dictate is my word, no one else's, at what point does a city government get to dictate to a business when they can be open, when they can't be open?
Well, this is for extraordinary times. I mean, the other reality is, and you know, under normal circumstances, cities set opening and set closing times for bars and restaurants, and based on things like noise and other factors. So, I mean, I know that this takes it to an extreme, but again, Rick, I don't have a real problem with it. I just think that if we do this now and we minimize some social interaction, and if that in fact will help stem the spread, then we need to do that.
Portland imposing the curfew on establishments where people gather. Again, 6 a.m. today, the curfew is underway in Portland right now from 6 a.m. today until 2 tomorrow morning. And then on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the ban is from 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's just on this day, when people are more likely to go out and be festive on St. Patrick's Day, the curfew in Portland is from 6 a. to 2 a. Now, Bangor declared a civil emergency yesterday. City offices will close today, okay? And then bars, restaurants, and gathering places must close by 8 p.m. this evening. And their curfew is 8 p.m. to 2 a.m., and that goes for the next 5 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Waterville has a COVID-19 task force. They've made the decision to close City Hall, essential services only. And this is what came from Waterville. All bars and restaurants are to close within the next 2 days. There's no talk of necessarily a curfew. It's just the Elm City. If we're reading this correctly, if we're hearing what's coming from Nick Isgro, the city manager's website, the mayor's Facebook page and his media feeds, it's not a curfew in Waterville. It's that we are telling the bars and restaurants to close for the next, within the next 2 days. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with Portland and Bangor St. Patrick's Day curfews to contain coronavirus? What are you thinking?
Sure. Any way you can keep an Irishman out of a pub is a good thing.
1-800-966-1039. We'll also look at your text messages coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. So where are we, you and me, on the idea that a city should be able to tell a business when it can and when it can't be open, even in a time like this?
I don't have a problem with it. My only question is the inconsistency around the state.
1-800? Caller, hang on a second. And that's where you and I think we might come to a meeting point. If it was Maine Emergency Management saying this, I could see MEMA being the one to step forward and give us a rule so we're not patchwork now. Because, I mean, does Brewer have this? Can we just go to Costas?
I understand your point.
So if MEMA came out with a rule, or if the CDC said it, but instead what we're seeing from Portland, what we're seeing from Bangor, what we're seeing from Waterville, and I'm not saying it's not a bad idea. What we're seeing is they are coming down with these, I'm going to use a harsh word, these edicts. And they say, based on what the CDC is saying. Again. So I guess part of me wants to say, why not just have MEMA step up and say, shut her down? Why not just have the CDC step forward? I know this is not Dr. Nirav Shah's job. Why does not have the CDC to say this? Instead, you get, and I printed it out in your stack of stuff. You got there in front of you. It's the news release that came from Governor Mills' office. Governor Mills urges cancellation of St. Patrick's Day events statewide. They can only urge. Caller, hi, GHRT, your question of the day. Do you agree with Portland and Bangor St. Patrick's Day curfews to contain coronavirus?
I don't know. You know, in 1918, they had cities that had parades. Philadelphia had a big die-off after their parade, and towns that closed down didn't. What I'm afraid of, though, is we're going to have a big depression for a while after this sorts out, because all these businesses are going to end up closing if they're closed for more than a month or two.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Miles in for G here this morning. Do you agree with Portland and Bangor St. Patrick's Day curfews to contain the coronavirus?
Well, actually, I don't have necessarily an opinion, but I think it's the body, governmental body that licenses the establishment. If it's a city government, then sure, they have the responsibility to do it. But if it's a state, and I don't know, it would be for alcohol. I think the state or municipality, I'm not sure, but I think at that level is the one that says whether you can open your doors or not.
This is the text message that came into us, and it comes into us in the MTG text line from the town of Minot this morning. You can text us anytime at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. The state needs to take the lead on this. And why does 2 days matter, though? 2 days doesn't seem long enough. Please don't confuse. Waterville is telling restaurants and bars, you need to close down within 2 days. Portland and Bangor is placing this curfew. Portland started at 6 a.m. this morning. Bangor is at 8 o'clock tonight. And those curfews go for the next 5 days. What are you thinking, Miles?
Again, I don't have a problem with them restricting time. It's the inconsistency. There may be towns that have retail establishments that have decided not to do this or haven't taken this step. And so I think pockets of restrictions aren't necessarily what we should be doing. I agree that somebody, perhaps at the state level, ought to say, here's what you're going to do over the next several days or several weeks.
This text message, I just wish people would look at the numbers. Maine's population infected and Maine's population put into perspective. If you looked at the numbers, you would consider that, well, this is a problem for Cumberland County, perhaps York County, spreading into Knox and Lincoln counties, one in Androscoggin County. But there is no problem in Waldo County. There is no problem in Hancock and Washington and Penobscot County.
Yet.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with Portland and Bangor St. Patrick's Day curfews to contain the coronavirus?
I do. As a healthcare worker and listening to the CDC's webcast yesterday, this thing has gone from contact transmission to
community.
Just people are picking it up now, a community contact transmission. People are going to be picking this up and not knowing where it came from.
Are you worried about getting it yourself?
So the state took advantage. I mean, the town, city's taking advantage of, hey, we can knock this back for a little bit by just doing this on this day that we know everything happened. The one news article that I find interesting is the island off the state of Maine mm-hmm. that has said, hey, we don't want anybody crossing our borders. Can you imagine if the city of Bangor did something like that?
Yeah, caller, hang on. Miles has got a question for you.
As a healthcare worker, are you concerned personally about getting the virus?
Yeah, absolutely. But however, one of the great things about working in healthcare is, as of right now, we have the training and we have the supplies and equipment to take care of ourselves.
Do us a favor. Do us a favor and stay healthy.
This is what we do.
Do us a favor and stay healthy because we're going to need you later. Okay, buddy?
Thank you, sir.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hang on. He made reference to, and this raised a lot of eyebrows yesterday, Miles. I don't know if you heard it in the news. North Haven. The select board in North Haven voting immediately to ban visitors and ban seasonal residents with the idea it's not here. We don't want it to come here. And even contractors are not allowed onto North Haven, TFN.
Well, you know, it's the advantage. They have a built-in barrier. And
they do.
Most of us who don't live on an island don't have that opportunity.
But you know there are those that are thinking, I wonder how the people in North Haven have voted or felt about the idea of building a border wall to protect the United States. Well, you can't do that. Oh, but we're going to shut off the caller. Hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Do you agree with Portland and Bangor St. Patrick's Day curfews to contain the coronavirus?
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't know whether I do or I don't. I just got a question. If you're the city of Portland and you've got so many bars, I don't know how many hundreds of bars they have in Portland, and they all decide they're going to have these parties, who's going to enforce it?
There's a good question. It's going to be like the Old West. You're going to have to send Marshall Dillon and Festus in.
Civil disobedience.
Sorry, Miss Kitty, you got to shut her down. Caller, hello, the George Hale. Only you and I got the reference to that right there. Yeah. Caller, hi, do you agree with Portland and Bangor St. Patrick's Day curfews to contain the coronavirus? I lost them on the PDQ door telephone line, but now we can go some of the text messages. Once again, coming into the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. This person writes, how is it going to help the flood at the unemployment office? Right now, Maine's Department of Labor came out yesterday and said the unemployment rate for January was 3.1%, just up a tick from 3.0 in December. Top of my head, you don't have the numbers in front of me. But there is an issue, and I saw posted a meme on Facebook yesterday that someone said, the restaurant industry is going to need a bailout. Will they get a bailout?
The economic impact of this, particularly the longer it goes, is going to be devastating for a lot of small businesses who really live paycheck to paycheck on a weekly basis.
This person writes to us, I wonder what Dysart's restaurant will do. Let me find out the answer to this question, because they write, hopefully they will stay open for truckers only, because we need to feed the guys. We need to keep them healthy because they're the ones delivering all the goods, including medical supplies during this time.
Absolutely.
Caller, hi, do you agree with Portland and Bangor St. Patrick's Day curfews to contain the coronavirus?
Yes, 100%. Your partner mentioned inconsistencies in the state. I wanted to know how you guys felt with one of the largest employers in Maine deciding to continue business as usual.
You're talking about Bath Iron Works?
Yes, sir.
And that's in the news today as well. The two largest unions for Bath Iron Works calling on General Dynamics to shut her down and send all 8,000 plus workers home and keep giving them regular full-time pay.
I saw that.
That moment of silence brought to you by the Mark and Emily Turner Public Library in Presque Isle. Read a book today. Caller, do you agree with Portland and Bangor St. Patrick's Day curfew to contain the coronavirus? What are you thinking?
I think it's good. I think it's mostly political hype. And I'm a strong believer that you look at what the headlines were a month ago, and it said that definitely Trump had, the economy in his favor, and they had nothing to throw at him, and Biden was definitely not going to take it. So this is what they did. And, I mean, there's a certain amount of it, but remember the swine flu? That was handled totally different. The media handled it totally different.
This is true. I will not disagree with that man with the way that the media handled the swine flu versus the way the media is handling this pandemic. We're back in a moment with more coverage. Miles is in for George here this morning on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.